in the Ozarks, back on the farm.
Well, come on in and set a spell, neighbors. Here's that lovable First Lady of the Ozarks, May Kennedy McCord, ready to chat with you about this, that, and the other in Ozark folklore and traditions, and generally speaking, to help brighten up your day. I think she's already done it. My, what a beautiful Saturday. Right, May?
Yes, I guess I brightened that up early today. Too cold, though, Fred. It's snappy out. Oh, Fred's a good optimist. I hope it does. Fred's a good guy anyway. Do you know that? And thank you, Fred. How are y'all this morning? God love you all. You know, I told you when I was in the... on the radio in St. Louis, I had a way of saying, God love you, mornings. And I declare it went, I had a million listeners there, counting Indiana and Illinois. It went all over that country nearly. And they'd send me cards with God love you on it. And they'd crochet it into things for me, tidies, and work it into pillow slips. Oh, it was, well, anyway, we passed love around. God love you all. I'm going to take to saying it. I did that for 2 years and a half, and everything prospered and was wonderful. Well, anyway, to the men, the women, and the children. But here's a little poem for the housewives. I'm thankful to God for a restful night, for the blessed gift of air and light, for the joyous gift of work to do, for food to cook and tea to brew, for the satisfying daily care of all the things my loved ones wear. But mostly I'm glad because I know as I cook and clean and polish and sew that wherever my loved ones are needing me, there's the place I'm happy to be. And as I say, God love the women anyway. We have our faults, who hasn't? But we don't have half as many faults as you men. Fred pricked up his ears. I don't care if he did. Did you know? You know. Why shouldn't I toot the horn for us women? Whosoever tooteth not his own horn, the horn will not be tooted. Anyway, one time, Cora Harris, in her book titled My Book and Heart, said a lovely thing. And Cora Harris, if you've never read her books, you should read them. She was one of the greatest writers, to my mind, that America ever saw. The writer of the famous Circuit Rider stories of 75 years ago. A grand Southern woman she was. She said this about women. There is nothing in this world so lovely and so long remembered as a sweet, good woman. Now, I want you women to take that in. She wears her motherhood in her, and not only you, but me. I'm not just giving that to you. She wears her motherhood and her wifehood like a string of lovely beads around her neck. She may not have any shining jewels or costly furs or had her face lifted. God has lifted her face into the glory he wants it and set it right there. She has spent so much of her life going in and out of the same doors, but the sameness of her task has never taken away the beautiful excitement of her face. I always thought that was a wonderful description. I know some women like that whose faces are always filled with love. They smile and sort of melt when they smile. This would be a poor world, you know, if we didn't have the Magdalens who are always kissing the nail-pierced feet of love. While I'm on this subject of women, and a lovely subject it is, whether you think so or not, Mrs. Phoebe Garrison of Steelville, Missouri, one time she sent me a cute poem about Mother's apron. How dear to my heart was Mom's old-fashioned apron. Its uses were many and ample its size, for drying of tears and for wiping of noses, for lifting hot pans from the oven and pies, convenient for bringing in eggs from the hen house, for carrying kindling or corn cobs as well. Waved at Dad in the field, it said, come to dinner, just as plainly as did our old dinner bell. It kept her hands warm when departing guests lingered, and the child standing by could hide neath its folds. There's something nostalgic about an old apron with memories of Mom and our home that it holds. How I pity the children whose new-fashioned mothers wear practical aprons of plastic so neat. Though they serve the same purpose, protection from soiling, with mother's old aprons, they'll never compete. And believe me, that's true. You know, there's some old things you can't improve on. I just can't warm up to the cold plastic aprons at all. I have one right now about to hang itself to death, hanging so long in my kitchen closet. I'd as soon drape a corpse around me as a plastic apron. An old lady was telling me about her mother the other day, and she said the thing I remember most about my mother was her saying to company when they left, "Now come again, the latch string's always out, and you know how to pull it." Now, you know, I wonder how many young people nowadays have the faintest idea what she meant by that. That was a foreign language to them. Of course they don't have any idea. Well, you know, they didn't have locks back then. They had little money to buy them with. Besides, you might have to go 50 miles to a town to get a lock, where they sold locks. So they had a wooden lock that lifted up a latch, and it was lifted up by a strong latch string you pulled on. The latch string was made of very stout cord or of leather. Whang leather, they called it. If that string was hanging outside through a hole in the door, they could put it outside or in, poke the string out or poke the string in. But if it was outside through a hole in the door, you pulled it and it unlocked the door for you to come in. But if they didn't want anyone to get in, they pulled the latch string in. Then you couldn't open the door from the outside. They always pulled the string in at night. They'd say, "Go pull the latch string in." So that's why they always said, "Come see us. The latch string is always out for friends and neighbors." Well, it was a great old world, and whether we have a better one now is greatly to be debated. Yes, greatly to be debated. They not only come in now by the lock, they bust the lock. They dynamite the safe to get the money. They can even get in all these Yale locks. I've got several in my house. A fine lock man told me one time that there was no door lock that could not be picked by an expert. Not a one. So don't depend too much on your locks. If you're wealthy, you can have time locks and burglar alarms and seeing eye locks and all sorts of devices to protect you from the human race. Yes, from the human race, I said. The other day I ran across a few pages of a very old pamphlet among my mother's scraps, at least 75 or 80 years old. And it had the old sweet song, the words to it, not the music, Sweet Evelina. My, did I think I would ever find the words of that old song. You know, they always played it on the French harp, or mouth harp, or whatever you call it. We call it the French harp. Or maybe somebody picked the banjo and sang it. You know, they used to call a banjo a banjer. Banjer. You remember, of course, "Oh, sweet Evelina, my sweet Evelina, my love for you shall never, never die." Don't you remember? If anyone wants me to send a copy, I'll type a copy and send it to you if you'll send me a stamped envelope. It's a great old song to save. And then there was also all the words to the Little Brown Jug, 5 verses. I doubt if you can find that song anyplace anymore. I was in a play of the Little Theater about 3 years ago, and we wanted that song in the play, and we never did find but just a few straggling lines and then the chorus. You know, things go into oblivion. They certainly do. Well, there are things that I read about which come to my mind sometimes when I talk to you, and I like to tell you about them. For instance, something in astronomy. Oh, I'm always so intrigued with astronomy. But of course, astronomy is the most baffling thing on Earth. You get dizzy. If I studied it any time, I'd go crazy as a loon. Well, anyway, they say nobody can understand the mathematics of astronomy. Of course, they figure it out, the great higher mathematics fellows. It's said that it took the heat of the sun 400 million years to get from the center of the sun to the outer edge of the flaming rays part where it sent the rays out. Now that staggers the mind. 400 million years. In other words, if the sun's heat would go out right now, and if it were possible for you to get up there and start it, you'd start it, of course, in the middle of the sun, or the planet, that's what it is, it's a planet, if you could. And it would take it 400 million years to get to the outer surface where it could send out any rays to warm anything. Doesn't that get you? Now think of the size of that thing. The Earth is a pinhead compared to it. I wonder sometimes if the scientists really figure this out with great astronomical reckonings, or if somebody just gets on a drunk and imagines it. I've never been drunk, thank the Lord, but tell me you can imagine anything. Well, coming down off of my high horse up there in the planets a little, I read that the world's largest peach orchard is in Howard and Pike County, Arkansas. Both the counties. It takes more than one county. There's an orchard there of 17,000 acres containing 1.5 million trees. The Highland Orchard. Blossoming time is beyond imagination for beauty, they say. I wish I could see it sometime. Arkansas's a great state anyway. I love it. I never fail to brag on it. I just love it. Mark Twain, Missouri's famous humorist, the beloved Mark, came into this world with Halley's Comet in 1835, and he went out of it with Halley's Comet in 1910. That's very strange. Thomas Hart Benton, whose famous show of art is still here at our city museum, one of America's greatest artists, of course, Thomas said the Missouri River is a little too thick to swim in and not quite thick enough to walk on. And he certainly told the truth. I'll have to stop right away. My time is about up. And I want to tell you about the big singing. They have here in town a fourth Sunday singing convention. I've never gone, but they want me to come tomorrow, and I've promised to go. I just have to go. And it's at the Church of God. It's interdenominational. It's at the Church of God at 1:30 p.m. on Missouri and High Street. John E. Ward is president of it, and Elda Calloway is mistress of ceremonies. And I'll be there, and I'd like to meet a lot of you. They say it is perfectly wonderful. And thank the women so much for the stamps. I write to every one of you a card, that is. I hope you get them, every one that I... So many don't put any name on the envelope or anything, but that's all right. If you want to do that way, well, that's fine. And anyway, thank you so much, so much. I'll see you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.